to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get outside and enjoy a little bit of this winter wonderland that we all live in. Because you know what? You need to be out on your back deck or just outside your garage. We'll touch on that in a minute. And firing up a grill or smoker, because you know what? Real grilling guys, they don't stop when the weather gets cold. I'm Jop, and joining me today is the baritone of beer, Chaz, from Schmoe's Brewery. Barbecue Bob is out on sabbatical. We're going to be touching base with him in a minute, but good morning, Chaz.
Good morning, Jop.
How you doing, man?
I'm wonderful. I took a little time off the ice to come in and do a little radio with you.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about that, too, because our friend Chaz is on the USA ice team, and it is ice fishing season, so he brought a little rod here that's all of about 12 inches long, and we're going to talk about that, too, because it's when you're out ice fishing, the delicate side of fishing is what you wouldn't necessarily think of Chaz, but he's going to put it together for us. But we're going to go on the live line right now to Barbecue Bob because he's at a couple trade shows that have to do with the outdoor industry and what might be happening in your backyard this coming spring. So, Barbecue Bob, you out there, brother?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing well. Thanks. What's going on where you are? Where are you?
Well, I'm in Sacramento now, working the Northern California backyard show, Home and Garden. And I'm with a group of people that we all know, Sapphire Grills, and some folks that I do business with called California Backyards. It's a chain of very large barbecue and hot tub stores, and just a store job that you would go nuts in. I mean, and Chaz would too, because they have this huge array of smokers and stuff that is it's candy land. And so I helped them out a little bit with the hot tub business because they're an Arctic spa dealer, and helping them out now with the barbecue business too. So it's just fun stuff. You know, I have a great I guess work that I do because it's all fun stuff. You know, it's not like I work for the IRS and I just got to thump people all day. I just get to talk about fun things with folks, and then you and I get to do the same thing. But I spent the week out in Atlantic City. And I got there just as the blizzard ended, and it was something else because I was, you know, figuring I was going to be in trouble the whole while on the way out. I was going to get stuck in Philly or not be able to land. And they got the runways clear just in time for us to land. And I encountered a really cool individual. I Uber a bunch, and my Uber driver was from Tunisia. And this guy's been here for 20 years. And I just want to share this because it's important to remember where we live. He's been here 20 years, and I just had this wonderful conversation about his opinion of America. And this guy loves this country so much. He now owns a jewelry store, and he's driving Uber to pay for his son's college, his oldest boy's college at Penn State. He said he's living the American dream. So, you know, why all these other people are crying, these immigrants, the ones that come in legally anyway, are doing things the way it's all laid out, and they're loving it. So, I don't know. Those kind of people inspire me, and it's always the people who seem to be newest to arrive.
Hey, Bob, did you get a chance to roll some smoke while you were out there in Atlantic City?
No.
Oh.
No.
Saving that for the Sacramento crowd?
Yeah, we're getting ready to cook on some sapphires here, but I did eat some really good food. And Chaz, this is something you'd really probably dig. I had a I had a Belgian beer, and we go to the same place in the basement of the Tropicana every year for one night, and everybody meets there, and it's called Fire and Water. And it's just a fun place, and it was a crazy crowd. But I saw they had a huge selection of beers, and one in particular was a Trappist Roquefort. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Oh, yeah.
That's got some extra funk in that. That'd be really up Adam's alley.
It really has some funk in it. The guy poured it in my matching goblet, of course, like they do with Belgians, and then he took the bottom of it and kind of shook it up and poured it over the top for a beautiful caramelized head. I had to post it on the Facebook page because it was just so gorgeous. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing. What are you guys doing?
Well, we're sitting here getting ready to enjoy a weekend and fire up a smoker because although it is the middle of the winter, Mother Nature is kind of smiling on us a little bit. And I think I'm going to do some fishing this weekend as well, and we're going to be talking about that in the upcoming segments. But Barbecue Bob, thanks for checking in, brother, and cook something good out there. And if you see a new gadget or toy, make sure you bring one back because it sounds like you're in a place where they might have a few of them.
We love presents.
Well, I'm taking pictures for you. Also, just wanted to thank the good folks at UPS 98.5 and the Twister for treating Jop and I so well last weekend. We had an absolute ball at Tip Up Town.
Yeah, we sure did. I'll be covering that a little bit, too, because we made a really cool dish while we were up there. I was sharing it with Chaz when he sat in, and we had the opportunity to be at the Tip Up Town Festival kickoff weekend, and Barbecue Bob brought the Tech Up, which is an infrared grill. And we did cedar plank salmon on there, which marinated overnight in a maple syrup glaze. So when Bob got done cooking it, there was a little candy crust on top of the salmon, which was wonderful. But the coolest part of the presentation was we had little 4-inch by maybe 8-inch cedar planks that this salmon was sitting on, and they were on fire on all four corners. When Bob pulled them off the grill and we set them on a tray and then carefully took knife and tongs and cut the salmon off there and started serving it to people while the corners of the cedar planks were still on fire. Made just a really, really cool presentation. I don't know how you didn't burn your hands.
Oh, that I was so thrilled handing that over to the cutting board to you. But, Chaz, you'd have been impressed with Joppy. He had a crowd around him nonstop, and he's just like teaching. And they were just drawn right into them. I was the kitchen boy. I was just busy grilling. And but Jop was a rock star that day.
He must be watching me when I do my seminars and learning.
Yeah, I just don't have the Madonna headset thing going. I had to just bark it out like a carny. But anyway, it was all good. But hey, Bob, have a lot of fun out there.
We did see some hats like Chaz's up there, though.
Oh, we did. There was actually a vendor up there selling them. They're big, like, coyote hats and raccoon hats, and there was some other animals. I didn't even know what they were. But
I think they're called furry cromers or something like that. All right, guys.
But anyway.
See you, Bob.
All right. Have a good day, brother. All right. Well, Barbecue Bob out on the road doing a little field research for us and going to come up with some, I'm sure, cool gadgets out there at that big barbecue store that he's at. But anyway, coming up next, Chaz and I are going to break down some winter beer styles. He's actually got one that he brewed up that's timely for movies that are out right now. So it's going to be a lot of fun to break these down and maybe pair up a little winter beer with your winter grilling. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you got plans to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, a smoker, or even a little deep fryer. You know, I'm not big on deep frying food, Chaz, but this time of year, that hot, steamy fish that comes out of the deep fryer, that's like one of my favorite things. And we're going to talk a little bit about beer and ice fishing and all kinds of guy stuff this segment because, you know what, that's what we do. And joining me in the studio, Barbecue Bob, you might have heard in the first segment, is out doing gallivanting on a little sabbatical for work. So joining me is Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery, our baritone of beer. Welcome to the show, Chaz.
Morning, Jop.
Hey, man. I'm about to turn this train over to you to drive for a minute because what I want to do is talk about winter beer, and then we're going to pair up some food maybe and then roll into some tips for grilling in cold weather, all of these subjects that you are an expert at. So let's start out with winter beer. When you think winter beer, what comes to mind?
Most people are thinking darker beers. You know, more malty. A lot of the guys still stay with their hops because it's crisp and fun, but a lot of the malty styles come out. You know, at Schmoe's, you teased in the first segment, we have our dark side of the wheat. Mm-hmm. You know, the new Star Wars came out. We decided we needed to play a little bit in that realm. So we made a nice dark American wheat ale. It's got a little bit of sweetness in it, but it has a crisp, clean finish. And we've got that, and that's just on tap down at the brewery. So you'll have to come visit us for that. But
if somebody wanted to do that and they don't know where the brewery is, I can't imagine that they don't. But
2600 Patterson, we're right next to Patterson Ice Rink, just north of 28th Street.
Take your kids in for a skate. Let them go three periods. You go have a couple pints, come back, pick them up. Everybody's happy, right?
Oh, yeah. And I found that last week after I got off the ice, I had some fillets, and I did a beer batter. Now, beer batters are just awesome. You don't have to go buy a kit or go to the store. It's flour, it's a little cornmeal, a little seasoning, and you put that dry ingredients in a Tupperware bowl, stir it up with a fork as you just slowly pour a little beer in. Whatever beer works, it's great, easy. You can match it with what you're drinking, and it's automatic pairing. Then you dip your fillets in that, you lower them gently into that boiling oil that you were talking about. Personally, I don't like frying in the house. It leaves a smell.
It does. It absolutely does.
So the backyard, the driveway, outdoors, out away from things, it's safer. I mean, I got snow around me, and we're not going to catch the snow fire.
Right.
And we do our frying outside, and it's a wonderful thing to do, standing there with your buddies and having the fish that you just caught that morning.
And the smell's outside, and I have to go back to our friend Captain Ken from Gyra Charters, who give me some tips on frying food. And Captain Ken, what he does is he takes those fillets and he puts them in ice water for about 15 minutes before he decides to cook them. And the tip there is that he double batters these things too. He'll take them out of that that ice water when they're still very cold. He rolls them in the flour, and then he dips them in your beer batter again. So you've got a little flour on the fish before he puts it in the batter. So it's this little double dip, just flour, then the batter. And what that does is that makes that batter not so sticky to the fish, and it fries a little bit crisper. That little tip that he gave me was the difference between good fish and great fish in my mind. And he's a guy that cooks walleye almost every day because he's a walleye charter guy. And we'll have him on again in the spring. But back to the fishing, Chaz, or the beer, rather. We'll get to fishing in a minute. But these winter beers, you've got this dark side of the wheat. There's got to be a couple others out there that just – pop into your mind that it's like, this is a winter beer. This is what we should be drinking right now.
Well, it smells around the holidays. You know, we kick it off just, a little bit before Thanksgiving with our Miracle Off 28th Street. And that's a play on where we're located. But it is kind of a Christmas. It's an English Old Ale. Another big malty character, but a little higher alcohol. A lot of times in the winter, you're spending a little more time at home, sitting by the fireplace and stuff, and you can have a little more alcohol. You're not out, you know, running around, driving the boat and things like that as much. And you can tone things back. You can have a calmer evening. The sun's setting earlier. Yeah, have a nice, heavier, higher alcohol beer. Another one that we have that we release at the first of the year is Kiss My Scottish Arse.
Oh, Scottish Ale?
It's Scottish Ale with a smoky kiss to it. And man, does that go awesome with smoked foods. I mean, we've even taken to smoking some fish. You were talking about on the tech,
right,
with those salmon. We're doing it with fillets. Just leave the skin on, pop those things on a board just the same way.
You're talking crappie or bluegill?
Crappie, bluegill, perch. And you can smoke those things up. A little brine or a little bit of marinade like you were talking about works really great. I even like to glaze at the end. I got that little silicone brush you taught me about.
Right, yep.
And you can dress them right at the end and get that candy coating and imply two flavors, one that you brined with and one that you're finishing with.
Well, let's talk about a brine. I mean, we've hit this over and over many times, but it's worth mentioning again because we're talking about using it on fish. And I think that there's a couple things you need to understand about brining fish. And one is the solution, and the other one is the amount of time that the fish is in the brine. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the solution, you're probably going to weaken it down. We're dealing with panfish. They're smaller. You don't need all that big, heavy preservative present in it. You don't need the salt drawing the moisture out of it because there's just not that much moisture. Especially ice fishing, we're dealing with cold fillets now anyway.
Right.
It's hard to get them warm. So we got to use fire to get them warm, actually. And that keeping the fillet cold, that also firms up the meat.
Yes, it
does.
And
keeps it real nice and tight so that it holds together when you fry it or saute it or smoke it. You want it to stay together.
And like a piece of beef or a big, dense piece of meat, turkey, for example, we could leave that in the brine overnight. But a fish fillet, what are your thoughts on that?
Half hour, 45 minutes.
Exactly. This is a quick process, guys. You don't need to do this all day. You might clean them on the bench, throw them in a little bit of brine, go wash your hands, have a beer, get the fryer out and get the oil hot. They're ready.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is not a long process on the fish, especially if you're going to smoke them as well. You know, get the smoker going. By the time all that happens, you've brined the fish long enough.
Oh, yeah. And just like my friend Captain Jim always says, don't overcook the fish.
Right.
These are very delicate flesh things. It's thin. I mean, you were using a really small knife to fillet these things. So
right.
Let's not kill them by just, you know, cooking them until they're crispy. We don't need that when we're smoking or sauteing. We're going to be very delicate with these things. And I like to up my herb game just a little bit with fish.
And what do you mean by that?
When I'm making a brine, you know, if I'm making a turkey brine, I've got two or three herbs in there and stuff, and I'm going to be rather subtle with them because turkey's got a lot of its own flavor that's coming out. There's fat underneath the skin that's going to come out with it, stuff. Fish, I don't have that fat.
Right.
I don't have all those other flavor things coming into it. I'm going to get a little bit out of the skin, but not much.
Right.
So I'm going to replace that. I'm going to put in a little bit more sage. I'm going to put in definitely some rosemary in there and tarragon.
That's the secret, right?
Tarragon with it.
Yeah, tarragon is one of those spices, though, you can't use it too heavy because it'll overpower something almost, too quickly, rather. So use that in moderation. Play with it. But here's the cool part about this. It's a bluegill. It's a perch. If you ruin it, go get some more tomorrow.
Go get 25 more.
Right, exactly.
And I always like to taste my brine.
Yes.
Taste it before you put the meat in it.
Yep.
You can tell if you did something wrong.
Right. And it won't be, it'll be, the brine will be stronger than what ends up on the fish because it just doesn't all soak in like that. It's just imparting a great, great flavor profile. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about ice fishing, a little bit about the Big Buck Contest wrap up, and maybe some more grilled fish recipes with Scott from Allen Bob Sports. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Arctic Spas is the leading spa in the world. Arctic Spas are engineered in northern Canada for Arctic weather. The controls are so advanced that the tub can talk to your laptop or your serviceman's computer. If you want a hot tub that will last you the rest of your life, go to goarctic.com. That's goarctic.com. I wouldn't put my name on a product that wasn't the very best. And Arctic Spa is all of that. This is Barbecue Bob.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's. Yeah!
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
We live it. We love it. Satisfaction's been our name since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. It's a winter weekend. And I don't know about what you do outside, whether you're snowmobiling, you're skiing, or you're just in your backyard firing up a grill that's going to take just a little bit longer because it's cold. But one of the things that I like to do, and my co-host this week, Chaz, really likes to do, actually he's a pro at this, is doing a little ice fishing. And Chaz, you been out on the frozen pond yet?
I've been on that ice as much as I can get on that ice. As much as I can get away from work, I am out on the ice. And in fact, right after the show, I'm headed to the ice.
Awesome. You know what? I might just tag along with you, brother, because I've not been out yet, in all honesty, and I got the itch. I really got the itch, and I want to do it. But before you go out, you got to, you know, it's a good thing to check your gear, make sure it's all working. And if you're missing something, my favorite place to go is Allen Bob Sports on south of 28th Street on South Division.
Scott, are you ready to help us and tell us how these guys can get more equipment?
I'm here, guys. Hey, I'm glad that somebody wants to do this. Somebody has to do this stuff. But I have everything you need here. And we've got a big sale going on right now. Just starting today, the shanties have been on, the shanties and I, power augers have been on sale for probably a month now. We're pretty much cleared out of those. We do have a few in stock. We do have a few shanties left in stock. But power augers, they're going quick. And today we just started basically 20% off all ice fishing equipment.
Scott,
that excludes electronics and jigs.
All right. So Scott, last year you guys turned me on to the little adapter that goes on my cordless drill. And I bought a little 4-inch auger and this adapter from you, and I'm going out and I'm dropping holes through the ice. Like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm 52 freaking years old. Where has this been all my life, man?
Yes, I know. Well, you're sitting there with the man that preaches it right now. I mean, the reason it is because everybody listens to Chaz.
Hey, you know, if a small hole will get the job done, let's save the battery and drill a lot of holes.
That's right.
There you go. I know I've talked to you many times, buddy.
So, hey, how are the suits? You got suits still? I wore my new Striker in today.
No, actually, I think I'm out of suits also.
Oh, my God. The guys must be ready to fish.
Oh, it's like, you know, once this thing started, it's been real busy around here for about the last week and a half.
So Scott, the guys come in, they're buying bait from you. You know, nobody wants to tell you where their favorite fishing spot is, but you overhear stuff, right?
Yeah.
What are they catching? Where are they catching it, in your opinion?
Well, you know, everybody, I always say the king of ice is when Reed's Lake freezes up. Then you know just about everywhere around here is ready to go. And Reed's Lake has froze people. There's a bunch of guys out on the lake. Ice conditions, I've heard between 3 and 5 inches, okay? That's not enough for me.
But oh, you Florida boy.
5 inches of good ice, and Chaz can probably tell us more. But, they're catching some fish. I've heard some nice catches of crappie. I've heard some nice catches of perch over there.
Yeah, I've not been out on Reed's yet. But I'm headed out to Reed's probably this weekend, at some point over the weekend. I've been hearing that over towards the island, there, you know, you just go into East Grand Rapids, and Reed's Lake is the center of East Grand Rapids. If you guys that are listening from outstate, it is a great crappie and perch place and bluegills over to the side by the middle school. You can find them great.
You know, Chaz, it's one of the best. It's one of the best, if I can use that, it's the best urban lakes around here. I mean, it is the premier of the inner city lake, if you want to call it that. There are some big fish in there.
Ever since that sewer project went in the 70s, things have looked up, huh? That's how that works.
Yeah. I mean, it's really done a nice job for East Grand Rapids. They've done a nice job at the boat launch.
Well, Joppy jokes about that sewer project.
They can enjoy the ice.
But out there in Reed's Lake, actually, when East Grand Rapids switched over to the Grand Rapids water system, they used to get their water out of Reed's Lake. East Grand Rapids did. They left the pipe in there, and that pipe is structure. And for those of us that have the GPS coordinates over certain parts of that, that's where the fish are.
Really? All right. Well, it was an outgoing, not an incoming, right, pipe?
That's where they drew the water.
Yeah, it was going out. Water was going out. There was nothing flowing in.
No, right? They were not contributing to the lake.
Oh, that's good. But, yeah, for those of you guys that are outstate, that's a East Grand Rapids lake that is amazing, actually, how good it is. But, hey, Scott, one last question for you real quick. You guys had about a 2.5, 3-month-long big buck contest, and I never heard a wrap-up on it. Did you get some monsters that came in, or what'd that look like?
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. It started out, it was probably one of our best big buck photo contests we've run since I've been here. We ended up with 90 entries. We were down a few entries this year, but the entries that we got, that we received, were absolutely phenomenal. They made this the hardest contest we've ever had to judge for winners, and we did 9 winners. We did a winner each week in adult and the junior divisions, and then we had the grand prize winner for the adult and the youth divisions. So it made it extremely tough because there were a lot of nice deer taken this year.
Well, I don't know where they found them because I couldn't find them. So my time is back on the ice. I'm right. Eating fish this winter.
Right.
You come in the store here, and I set up the big buck board, and I still have it up there. I put up all the pictures that were posted online are on this board. And you come in, and people just, they stand there and they just gaze at it. I mean, they're like, where are these deer coming from? But the deer that they took this season, they were some phenomenal deer. And the winners of the youth division and the adult division, wow! I mean, those were the kid that won the youth division was 11 years old.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I'd love to see that.
We're gonna have to stop by over there, Joppy, and check it out.
Right. Scott, we'll be down to see you. If people don't know where you're at, give us your location, please.
We're 3 blocks south of 28th Street on South Division.
On the east side of the road called Allen Bob Sports. You got to get down there. These are not aisle managers. These are guys that fish. These are guys that hunt, and they've used the equipment that they're selling you in the store, and they'll give you a straight recommendation. So
don't worry if the parking lot looks full. There's way more parking out back.
Yep. All right. Well, Scott, thanks for making time for us, brother.
All right, guys. We've got the best here, and we'll take care of everybody.
All right. That's Scott from Allen Bob Sports. And, Chaz, you know, we're going to be diving into this Operation GI Barbecue a little bit in the next segment, but there's a tie here to Allen Bob Sports. Is the Henry Repeating Arms Company has donated a couple lever-action rifles that we're going to be auctioning off, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. But those rifles are on display down at Allen Bob Sports, and we're going to be asking all of our listeners to join us on the 18th of February, and again, we'll talk more about that. But if you want to go see the rifles that we're going to be auctioning off, they're on display there at Allen Bob Sports. And we've got them on there for the next couple of weeks, so you can go take a look at them.
Jop, I'm going to have to give you my silent bid on that.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be in the Ukraine on that, fishing with the USA Ice Team. We're going over for the World Championships, and I'm going to be gone. So I'm going to tell you what my budget is. You tell me if I win.
Dude, we'll do that all day for you. And we're going to touch on that. We're going to touch on that in the next segment as well, because it isn't often that I've got a pro of anything other than maybe drinking beer and grilling on the other microphone. He's that too. So this guy's multifaceted. But you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to bust down a little world ice fishing as well as maybe a couple more beers and some recipes. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. ask for Schmoes 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoes Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Welcome to the best beer selection you could ever ask for. Siciliano's Market, Lake Michigan Drive near Collindale, has an elaborate selection of craft beers, great wines, cigars, and spirits. Siciliano's Market is one of Michigan's biggest suppliers for home brewers and winemakers. The Siciliano family has a long tradition of operating markets in Michigan, and they make sure every time you step through that door, your visit will be just as enjoyable as the last. Go to Siciliano'sMKT.com.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to bring this train to the station, or maybe this ice to the hole. Not sure. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard. Fire up a grill or a smoker. Maybe even a little deep fryer, because we're talking quite a little bit about ice fishing. And I've got a certified expert on the other microphone right here who's been co-hosting with me all day, Chaz Thompson from Schmoes Brewery. But Schmoes is what he does to support himself, but what he really does for fun is he's on the USA ice team. Yes, that is the National American Ice Team. Chaz, tell us a little bit about this, man. How'd you get there, and what's it all about?
Well, a couple of years ago, the guys from USA Ice, they decided they needed to expand their team to more than just fishermen. They needed tacticians. They needed guys to help the anglers. I was showing you the rod today, and it's just a very tiny little rod. It's about 6-7 inches long, and then it's got a couple-inch spring bobber on the end. That's the only way you're going to know that you got a bite is by watching that spring bobber. And that can't be watched if you're looking around looking at other competitors. If you're wondering what the Ukrainian guy is doing, or the Russian guy, or the Finnish guy is doing, you're not catching fish. So we expanded the team to have tacticians that we stand on the outside of the area with big binoculars. This year we're up in the game with some private radios so that we can talk to the other spotters. Can't talk to the angler. We got to yell at the angler. But we watch everybody else and want to convey the necessary information over to them. Now, I got invited to go, but now there's tryouts. And in March every year, if you think you got what it takes to be on USA Ice, you think you're a badass on the ice, you can catch all the fish in the world and everything, go to usaiceteam.org, and there's information about the tryouts. And you can get out there and you can try out to be either an angler or a tactician. And maybe you'll get an invitation to join me on the team and travel.
So this year, you said you're going to Ukraine, okay? Explain that to me. That Ukraine to me, I'm a you know, Michigan guy. All right, the Ukraine seems huge. It's like going to South America or Europe. I mean, where are you going in Ukraine?
Well, we're going to go to Western Ukraine, a city called Chernobyl,
not where the nuclear problems were and the fish glow, but somewhere else.
No, we use glow baits.
Ah, there we go.
But it's in the western of Ukraine. It starts with a T. Chernobyl. You can find out more information on the website or on miiceguys.com. We are going to fly Chicago to Newark, Newark to Austria, Austria into Lviv, and then a 2.5-hour bus ride, which we have found out we have the federal police of the Ukraine going to give us a police escort so there are no security risk problems.
Right.
And members of the Ukrainian fishing team are going to jump on the bus with us, I expect, with a few bottles of vodka.
Right.
And we're going to have our 2.5-hour ride to the city that we're going to actually be fishing in.
So when you get there, you're not fishing bluegills, crappie, and perch, right? I remember last year when you got back from, you were telling me you were catching like fish that were only like 2 or 3 inches long, and that was, it was a quantity, not a quality type contest. Is this one the same way?
Well, the Ukrainians are not afraid of anybody. They have won the last several years. They're going to put us on fish. The Finnish, they were a little scared. So they put us on some really sparse fish, and they were going to weed them out that way. Ukrainians, they believe they can pull fish through the hole faster than anybody else. But we're Americans, and faster, bigger, better, hey, we're all in that game.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah,
we're going to pop the holes, pull the fish, and our guys win those drilling contests every year. We hand drill everything. And they're, our guys, two of our guys are like the fastest in the world.
Now, are they the fishermen or are they part of the support team?
The fishermen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my boys Chad and Anthony, they can whoop ass on drilling.
Okay. And they don't get to use the drill from Allen Bob's with the adapter. It's all hand cranker, right?
It's hand crank. They're 4 inchers. They're little speed things. You turn both hands. Where you've been holding a hand on top of your hand auger before you got to drill.
Right.
These guys are using two, and they're spinning that thing. You'll bust yourself in the nose the first time you try one. These guys are fast.
So there isn't like a designated holder, like a two-team approach?
No, this is one American per zone, and one Ukrainian, one Finn, one Nor, one Swede. You're on your own. Once you step over that rope, you're on your own.
Okay, so you as a spotter then, or a tactician, what are you doing for the fishermen?
I'm watching the other teams. I'm comparing his fish count, how fast he's catching fish, to the guys around him. Somebody else catching fish, if you're not catching enough fish, I might tell you to move. Move to another part of the zone where they're getting more fish.
Okay, so when you show up there, there's a section of the lake that's roped off, for lack of a better word, and your teammate, the actual fisherman, is inside that zone, and you're on the outside looking in, or can you hang with him?
I am on the outside looking in, so I take some binoculars that are massive. My good friend Brent loans me his. He's got some for watching stars and such, but they're perfect for seeing everything out there on the ice. Okay. And I can then yell, and you guys have heard me yell. I can raise my voice to tell my boy Anthony, hey, we got to move. Another thing we got to worry about is how close you are to other anglers. They have a 5-meter rule.
Okay.
16, that's 16 feet for you guys in the outline.
Right.
But you cannot drill a hole within 16 feet of any other
no
angle.
No fishing in the guy that's catching them's back pocket, right?
Right.
Yeah, make your own deal.
And we tell people when we do ice seminars, similar thing around here goes, okay?
Right.
It's a nice etiquette thing. Don't crowd a guy, especially early ice.
I would tell you that some of my buddies that I grew up with would have stories about me that maybe I'm not too terribly proud of, where if a guy's catching fish, I might drill a hole within 3 or 4 feet of him and try to catch fish too. And you get that ugly look, and it's not the right thing to do. And I guess I did that as a younger man. I'll just say that. I don't do it anymore, but I have done that in the past.
These days, if you drill that close to somebody else, you better have brought the beer and be really good friends.
That's a true statement right there, because you know what? There's plenty of fish in the lake. So when you're up there, can you use electronics? Can you use locators?
No fish finders, no locators, no flashers, none of that stuff. The guys that go out on the ice, they're bare bones. In Europe, they call it simple fishing. And in a lot of the countries, they don't even require a license if you're simple fishing. No electronics, no gears in your reels, no motors on your augers, things like that. And they see it as a basic right, is that you can go out and fish simply. But if you get into the complicated, now they want your money.
Right, yeah. Well, isn't that the way life works?
Man? Oh, yeah. But we're going to have a lot of fun. We're leaving here in February. We're taking off about we're leaving on the 11th of February. We'll be back on the 21st, so I will be home in time for Winter Beer Fest.
Right, yeah, pretty cool. That'll be a lot of fun. So that'll be interesting. We'll have you back on give us a little wrap-up of how that thing went, because that's interesting to me that people can go out and compete all over the world. Now, I would think that the local team has the advantage because they're fishing the lake that you're new on, and they've fished it potentially all their lives. Does that play into it? Does the home team usually win?
The home team usually does pretty well. And when it was in the U.S., one of the times it was in the U.S. won a gold.
Okay.
I mean, we brought Europeans over to bluegill and crappie, and they'd never seen the like of it.
Right.
Their fish are smaller that they game fish for, and ours are bigger. So it was a bit of a challenge, but Ukrainians, they're saying they're going to put us on fish so we can fish.
You know what? That's a man sport, and it's time for a little man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man! As usual, today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in downtown Saranac. Man law today, Chaz, is a man should live every day fully as if it were his last, but not at the detriment of his life or his family. So don't go jumping off cliffs or going bungee jumping and things like that. But you know what? Enjoy today like it was your last. And I picked this one out because I'm thinking of you is you're traveling across the world to do something that you're passionate about, and I admire that about you because not everybody would take the time to go do that. It might be on their bucket list, and you know what? Dying with a full bucket list, you didn't live it, man. You just didn't do it. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about thanking our Al and Bob Sports for holding up those Henry rifles. We're going to be having an auction for Operation GI Barbecue on February 18th, 5:30 at the Bonefish Grill. We're going to bid on these the 30-30 and the 45-70 rifle.
45-70 is my caliber. I want that one.
Right, as well as many other prizes. We'll be talking more about that. It'll be all over the Grilling Guys website. Chaz, tell them where Schmoes is again if they want to come down and have some of this awesome Kiss My Scottish Arse.
Hey, we got a lot of beers on tap. 2600 Patterson, if you're not from Grand Rapids. You know, 28th Street's 2800, so 26 is just north of that. Come on in. Have a beer. If I'm there, let's talk some ice fishing. I got stories, I got pictures, my phone's full of them.
Thanks for listening to The Grilling Guys. We'll talk with you next week.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop. Where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link, and they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now, that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.